Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast with continuing coverage of PSCU's virtual member forum. And in this clip, PSCU's Denise Stevens asked PSCU's Cindy McGinnis about the rise in contactless payments and how that has an effect on mobile payments. So here is Cindy's response. Check it out.
That this particular time, as well as the adoption of contactless, which is definitely on the rise. How do you think that contributes to the adoption of mobile payments?
So it's really interesting that both the pays in the mobile device as well as contactless plastics really mimic the behavior of each other. It literally is tap to pay. I think it's going to be what is most convenient to the consumer at the time. But as consumers really look for additional contactless experience, but where there's an absence of a contactless plastic, we're going to start to see consumers really seeking to provision their cards to the digital wallet so that they can use them at the point of sale. So by doing so, I think we'll definitely see an increase in transactions via the pays, which is something we've all been waiting for. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah,
agreed. It's not just a shift in the desired experience from the cardholder, but we also saw a surge in merchants enabling the contactless payments at the point of sale as the pandemic unfolded, grocery stores specifically. So we definitely expect to see an increase there.
Thank you for that information, Cindy, and stay tuned for more coverage of PSCU's virtual member forum here on CU Broadcast.